Okay, let's do one final review on all the verses in the unit on joy. Take a deep breath, and here we go. Thy words were found, and I ate them, and thy words became for me a joy, and the delight of my heart, for I have been called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. I have no greater joy than this. I have no greater joy than this. I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth.
A joyful heart makes a cheerful face, but when the heart is sad, the spirit is broken. All the days of the afflicted are bad, bad, bad. But a cheerful heart is a continual feast. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. In the same way I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and might have it abide. He who begets a fool does so to his sorrow, and the father of a fool has no joy. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Thou wilt make known to me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand there are pleasures forever. Thou wilt make known to me the path of life.